The SDF's retaliation is only guided by their own compass. A column by Frederike Gerink. Is it smart of the SDF to retaliate against Turkey across the border? Shouldn't they retaliate against Turkish targets inside Syria to circumvent the possibility that Turkey will use the retaliations as proof that the SDF attacks them? These questions are yet another example of how the Kurdish struggle, armed and unarmed, is often expected to adjust to other people's perceptions and lies. While that is exactly the game the Kurds refuse to join. Earlier this month, the SDF has started to retaliate against Turkish drone attacks and shellings on both civilians and fighters. The SDF targeted, among others, armored vehicles in Mardin province. This week they retaliated again, with actions against military targets in Mardin, Antep and Urfa provinces. According to the SDF, several dozen Turkish soldiers died as a result. The Turkish press has, as far as I have seen, only reported one operation and declared that one soldier died. This does not mean that the SDF is in any way a threat to Turkey. What it means is that the SDF will defend itself and the people living under their protection against the war crimes of the Turkish army. In the 10 years that the YPJ and YPG and later the SDF have been functioning in North and Northeast Syria, they have focused on exactly that. Fight assorted jihadist groups trying to occupy and terrorize the people. They only turn against Turkey when Turkey attacks, like in early 2018 in Afrin and like now. If Russia and the US are not willing to stop Turkey from committing war crimes and allow it to murder from a distance, then the SDF has no other option left than to act. Why inside Turkey? Well, why not? Because it will give Turkey just what it needs to justify its attacks against the SDF. Turkey has been lying about the SDF for many years, and you just can't adjust to any of your policies to Erdogan's manipulations. You also can't adjust to what governments of assorted countries will think, or to the possible assessments of analysts abroad who never touch Kurdish soil. The only compass you can follow to defend your people and protect your democratic experiment is your own. This is totally in line with the way the non-armed Kurdish political movement in Turkey is functioning. They call it the third way. They don't join this or that alliance. They don't cozy up to one side or the other to manipulate a political opponent into doing this or that. They focus on their own political goals. Their goal is radically different than the goals of other political parties. Not getting in power is their ultimate objective, but breaking down patriarchal structures of power so real democracy, rooted in local communities, can start to blossom. Excellent example of this are the general elections in Turkey of June 2015. In the months before the elections, there were wild speculations about the HDP making some kind of deal with Erdogan. If the HDP supported Erdogan's bid to replace the parliamentary system with a presidential system, the HDP would get concessions on Kurdish rights. The peace process was rapidly unraveling at the time and was basically already over in spring 2015. But pundits assorted thought the HDP would save the situation by making some kind of deal with Erdogan. Until HDP co-leader Selahattin Demirtas spoke his now historic words and repeated them a couple of times, directed to Erdogan. We will not make you president. The HDP scored better than any party rooted in the Kurdish political movement had ever done, robbing the AKP of its majority in parliament. Erdogan was angry, started a fully-fledged war again, and jailed Demirtas and many other HDP politicians. Should Demirtas not have spoken those words? Should he have made some kind of a deal with Erdogan? And if he would have, would the situation be better now? But, of course, Demirtas did not make a mistake. The HDP doesn't want some kind of half-baked deal with a bloodthirsty authoritarian exchange for some shallow rights that are not rooted in a new constitution and can easily be robbed from the people again when the political dynamics change. They want a real solution to the Kurdish issue. They want a real democratization for the whole of Turkey. Exchanging the parliamentary system for a few years of, say, bad Kurdish language education in only a handful of schools because there aren't enough qualified teachers would be a betrayal of everything they stand for. Keep that in mind for next year's general elections. And also keep that in mind when you watch the actions of the SDF, be they retaliations against Turkey or defense against possible new Turkish incursions into Syrian lands. And it's exactly because of their principled stance and clear vision that they have become an important factor to be reckoned with. Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, fgeerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Kurdistan newsletter. You will find the link to that in her Twitter bio.